brings diehard sports fans together as one big family through tailgate and road trips. Now the guys from Green Legion are bringing the tailgate to the airwaves. Quimby, Hollis Tank Thomas, Michael Diaz, and Chris Sack always keep the party going, so crack a beer, take a shot, and join the virtual tailgate now on Green Legion Radio.
I swear, if I hear the Hooters coming in right now, I am firing Sack. Everybody, welcome to a Saturday afternoon here on Fox Sports The Gambler in Philadelphia. Green Legion Radio, brought to you by our friends at Bud Light and our friends at MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry, and a owner in-house today. Hey, anybody, if you want to get in touch with them, please do so, 484-202-3656. That's 484-202-3656. Or check them out on the web at mcsinc-pa.com. That's mcsinc-pa.com for all your residential contracting needs. Don't just listen to the ad. Pick up the damn phone and call them. Thank you. My name is Quimby. I'm
10%
your host.
Off your, 10% off your order, too.
Wow, big time
when you mention the Green Legion, 10% off.
Big time. And everybody, my name is Quimby. I am your host today, as long as I'm allowed, which apparently I got shut down before we even started. So we'll see how long it takes today. But I am joined alongside five or six fully capable hosts as well. Mr. Michael Shut Up Diaz, Mr. Chris Sackmaster, Sack Attack Reggie. Ooh. /////.
The Gobbler.
There it is.
Ankle sock slash. Come on.
Number one in your, number 78 in your program. Number one in your heart, Mr. Hollis Tank Thomas.
Hi, good afternoon, everybody.
How are you, sir?
Good, thanks.
Good, good. We're also joined by owner of MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry, MCS Commercial, MCS Sex Toys.
What?
I didn't know if there was a division for that yet.
Is about to be right now.
There we go.
What the hell did I miss?
I've been talking to Lito. He's got this thing with pumps.
Oh, dear Lord. Oh, Lito and pumps, huh?
Oh, God.
That explains the Speedo.
No. Hold on a second.
Here's Mike Goodman?
No, we have to talk about this right now. And he is going to be so pissed off that I tell this. But we have to discuss this. He literally called me and said, I like the Speedo Lito thing. We should call Speedo for a sponsorship.
Oh, my God. That's great. He said that.
I swear to God he said that to me.
He should. Let's do it.
Oh, God. No, let's not. Yeah, you go ahead.
I think it'd be hilarious.
Please, instead of telling me what I can and can't talk about on the show today, why don't you head off that sponsorship?
I've never seen Sam smile so much in my life than she is right now. Good, look at her. Wow.
Everybody in our chat room, we appreciate you joining us here on YouTube. If you're not on YouTube, you're on Facebook. Get away from Facebook. It sucks.
It sucks.
Get on YouTube, everybody. YouTube.com/TheGreenLegion. Do so. Yep, Speedo Lito Bryant. That's it. And also joining us today, fresh from training camp in his Spud Duds.
Spud Duds.
Especially getting ready to go to training camp because practice tonight.
Oh, that's right.
No. It's tonight.
Wow.
Right. This is my casual look.
Everybody, host of your Philadelphia Eagles Insider podcast and friend of the program for a good many years, Mr. Dave Spadaro.
Thanks for having you guys.
Please.
Good to see y'all. Thank you. Wow, clap.
It's always a pleasure when you're
here. Into cursing or fighting with Hollis or whatever the next step
is. Oh, it's great. No, the best part about the last 6 months is that both him and him said, oh, we're professionals. We know how to do it. And both of them have cussed up a storm when they're together.
But I did do my homework. I now know what fans only is.
You mean only fans?
Only fans. Whatever the hell it's called.
Only fans.
I teased it on the promo today. I said, it's only day three of camp. How are Dave and Hollis going to battle? Yeah. We'll see.
We'll figure it out. We'll find a way.
It's coming.
I missed battling with Hollis. Fans only.
All right, everybody, welcome to another edition of Green Legion Radio. Make sure you download, rate, review, subscribe to us on iTunes and Google Play by searching for Green Legion Radio. You can also find us on TuneIn Radio by searching for Green Legion Radio. Or the easiest thing to do is
hit up iHeartRadio, download Fox Sports The Gambler 102.5 FM Philadelphia, and go to Green Legion Radio.
The iHeartRadio
app.
There you go.
That's what I said.
You didn't.
Okay.
You said hit up iHeartRadio.
I said hit up.
I'm going to make sure you get it perfect every
time.
Hit
up the iHeartRadio app.
There you go.
To Fox Sports The Gambler 102.5 FM Philadelphia. Look up Green Legion Radio where you can get Tank Happy Hour, and you can also get Green Legion Radio. But you have to search separately for baseball brunch. But you also could get on Green Legion Radio, get Iced to Shorts, Winter Sports.
And
they just did it.
And
which one?
Get tanked.
Hey, I already said get tanked.
Yeah, he said get tanked.
And Iced to Shorts, Winter Sports.
And
that's it.
I just want to see how long it gets.
And that's it. And then.
Everybody, do us a favor. Remember, August 8th, Bud Light Baseball Brunch will be broadcasting live from the patio of 1100 Social at Xfinity Live for the Roy Halladay number 34 retirement game ceremony. Please make sure you're there. We may have a guest in the following week when we have the Reds game.
Good catch.
And baseball brunch, and our baseball brunch tailgate. So make sure you get on greenlegion.com and order there. Also, don't forget about trips. Go to greenlegion.com. Go to trips and tailgates. Don't forget about home tailgates. They're already selling fast. We already have 150 people signed up for the home tailgate. It's the home opener against the 49ers. We will sell out of that. We are sold out at 600, everybody. We will sell out of that. If you want to be on that, on that bus, make sure you get on it. But make sure you check out our trips as well. That's the bread and butter of Green Legion Radio or Green Legion. Everybody, we've got a jam-packed show today. We have the beautiful Hutch and Ryan in studio. They are going to be qualifying for next year's 2022 Philly's Finest Swimsuit Calendar. Hutch is in studio right now. You can't see her. We all can.
You're qualified.
Yeah, you win. And so they'll be coming on at the top of the hour as soon as Connie gets here as well with the other beautiful lady. We're going to talk about NBA draft. We're going to talk about the Phillies in a Grand Slam walk-off. We're going to talk about Eagles. We're going to talk about Flyers. We're even going to talk about Flyers.
It's about damn time.
No, don't you get all pissed
about it. You've only been teasing about it for 6 weeks, so I'm here for it.
Well, the Flyers have been teasing us with a good team for what, at least 20 years now?
Well, 11 years.
I don't know. I'm sorry. You know, a team is only as good as its goalie, Michael Waitin.
Yeah, we're not going to talk about that.
You sure?
Yeah, you already did it to me a few weeks ago when we did the what if, and I wanted to smack the hell out of you.
Angry.
And Jeff Carter.
No.
I'm good. I'm good right now.
Everybody, real fast, let's get through the business. Green Legion Radio is brought to you by our good friends at Bud Light, Stateside Vodka and Stateside Bourbon, of course, MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry, The Neck Sip. We want the neck choked. Thank you.
On there
it
is.
That's what we're on Diaz. He actually did it. One of these days, he's just going to reach over and finish the job. The Neck Sip, portable drink pouch. Giggity. Free your hands while you drink, everybody. All the Cavanaugh's restaurants, Cavanaugh's Riverdeck, Cavanaugh's Head House, Cavanaugh's University City, and Cavanaugh's Rittenhouse. The beautiful ladies at Delilah's working their way through med school and law school. Uh-oh, Russ Taylor, I see that Samantha has volunteered to be the oil girl for Lido in a Speedo day.
Tom Brady is going to be extremely jealous.
Yes, he is. Of course, all the City Fitness Philadelphia locations, JFK, East Market, Graduate Hospital, Logan Square, Fishtown, and Northern Liberties. And if you are not in the city and you're across the bridge, make sure you check out our friends at Echelon Health and Fitness, Bucks County Baseball Company, all the vintage sports gear for all Philadelphia sports teams you can find, the King of Prussia Diner coming soon, Cherry Hill Triplex, Mitsubishi, Kia, Mazda, Jeep, something else, and I'll remember it a little bit later.
There's a lot of them.
Dave Bavuso, State Farm in Williamstown, New Jersey. Make sure you check them out for great rates. And, of course, The Fin, where our first player show will take place on September 9th. We have everybody here that's going to be on the player show tonight except for the player.
The player.
Wow, awesome stuff. So
this is good.
The player.
Who would you like?
Oh, we got a menu.
Well, how about the Heisman Trophy winner?
This was the buffet line.
Devontae Smith. Let's get him. Yeah.
But everybody, that's what I have. But right now, it's no longer, hey, Hollis, what happened this week in sports history and what happened in Hollis history? And now it's just called Tank Time.
And today is July the 31st, 2021, the 212th day of the year. There's 153 of these puppies remaining. We're going to start on July the 29th when New York ruled that the NFL violated the antitrust law and awarded the USFL $1 in damages.
No.
Yes.
And it was the first of many losses for Donald Trump.
Thank you, Dave.
Hey, and also
get out.
July the 30th, 1995 with Richie Ashburn. And somebody was inducted to the Hall of Fame. Richie Ashburn, who?
In 1995, it was Mike Schmidt.
I thought you were going to be.
No, it was right before that. It was Steve Carlton. It was right before.
July 21st.
Carlton was 94.
Carlton was 94.
Yeah.
And I only had one quick birthday. Today is Wesley Snipes' birthday. 1962.
Nice. Ooh. Blade Runner.
Yes, Blade Runner. New Jack City. Nino Brown.
Two other things that happened on July 29th you didn't mention, I thought we should for the show. 10 years ago, on July 29th, the Nnamdi signing happened, and also the Hunter Pence trade, one of Sack's favorites.
You know what? I try to keep this jovial.
Yeah,
I don't try to reminisce.
They're trying to ruin my buzz right now with the Phillies. You know, they want to bring up Hunter Pence.
No. So you think I should?
But just so you remember, Diaz, it's not the 29th. It's actually the 31st.
I know, but it was he just said the 29th.
Well, it was the week, so you think I should give them the story about stealing reps?
Yes.
He's already heard the story. I told it on
this is hysterical.
You got to
prep them for Grassmatis.
Okay, so we had Paul Grassmatis, and this happened between Paul Grassmatis and Kelly Griggs. As you know, when we were at Lehigh University, all the people used to come around and watch us do the one-on-one pass rush with the offensive line. So once the ones went down, the other guys, the older guys, we would sit back and let the younger guys go through it in the twos, and we would make sport of them. So it got down, and Grass got thrown out the club, I call it thrown out the club by LA's finest, because that's how bad the offensive lineman kicked his ass. So he got done twice. So then they're coming back down the line, bouncing back down the line, and it's coming up for an interior line part again, and it was Kelly Gregg's turn. Now Kelly Gregg.
My tornado.
This tornado is what's happening to Kelly Gregg.
So Kelly Gregg didn't get many reps because he's a younger guy. So when Grass got his ass kicked, he wanted to go again because he didn't want to end the practice on that note. So Kelly was like, I'm going next. He's like, don't get down there, Kelly. So Kelly's like, I'm going. So he came to that spot, and me and he was sitting there watching. Kelly Gregg got down there. Paul Grassmatis came from the other side of the line and knocked him out of the spot. So they're pawing at each other. So all of a sudden, Kelly Gregg spews out, you're so self-righteous and God-fearing, you're out here stealing reps. I was like, Now, when everybody's laughing at this, like Paul Grassmatis is what I call a Bible beater. He's a Jesus guy. He had that one time where he had that life altering moment and he turned his life over, which is nothing wrong with it. But he was so hell bent on it. And then he started to try to beat up Kelly Griggs for some reps. And so him yelling that out loud in the middle of a fight. And that has to be the funniest thing known to man. And that's what the stealing rep story is.
Yeah, normally it's like offense versus defense, not two guys on the same line.
But no, because that's what made it funny too, because we were sitting there waiting on because Kelly Gregg got in the stands, and Paul Grassmatis was so pissed that a younger guy took homage to get down there. So he knocked him out of the spot. They were tussling, and Kelly Gregg spewed out, "You're so self-righteous and God-fearing, you're out here stealing reps."
boys will be boys.
That's my Lehigh story for the day.
Yeah. Dave, let's make this real easy.
Yeah.
To you, brother. Talk to us about training camp. What's going on?
It's been cool. First, I want to shout out to any fan who's been there and any fan who's going to come to our open practices on August 8th and August 22nd, which I think, you know, Quimby, you should turn the Roy Halladay thing into like a pilgrimage over to Lincoln Financial Field for the 7 o'clock practice that night.
Ooh, a double header. That's what you want. People that have been drinking with us since 9.
Sure. Let's get these new players ready to go.
All right.
So we have live practice.
I get in trouble, I will remind them that you said that.
No. He's trying to get them ready for what's going to happen
in regular season.
As regular season, yes.
So 8th and the 22nd. So it's been great having fans there. And, you know, practice has been, I think this is a team that has a lot of work to do. I mean, you know, one day the offense was really beaten up by the defense. The next day the offense came back and played pretty well. And so it's kind of an even one on Friday. And now we're on Saturday. And I think that I really like Nick and I like the young players that we have here, some of these draft picks. But there are so many new faces. There's so many places that need work that when I look out there and watch it, it just
Does it look like a young team?
Yeah, it looks like a team that hasn't come together yet, which I think is expected. So,
of course,
it's been ragged at times. It's been really electric at times. I think the defense is really fast, but there's like five new starters who weren't even on the team last year. So, you know, we're three practices in. I really don't think we'll know about this team until the end of September. I mean, it's gonna take a while for this.
No, and it's understood. And you know what?
I just hope people have a little bit of patience here.
They're gonna have to. Hey, you know what? Let's bring this up first because I want to get into training camp with you. I want to get into matchups. I want you to tell everybody who you think they should be looking at. What good we can expect. But I want to talk to you about rumors first. Obviously, I know you're bound by certain covenants. You're not allowed to discuss things, and we get that. But I want your opinion on something, and I believe you can give this without worrying about any conflict. We all heard the rumor that Howard Eskin leaked out.
Burger King.
Yeah. The King.
Thank you.
About Zach?
No, not about Zach. I don't care about Zach at this point. Zach is old news. If he's here, he's here. Great. Play. If he's not, he's not. Great. See ya. But regarding the possibility of Deshaun Watson trade.
What did he say?
Yeah, he said 90% coming to the Eagles if that was going to take place. Oh. Now, I just want to ask you this, whether or not you think or don't care whether or not it takes place. We
of course
are all here, in agreement that look, you got to give Jalen Hurts an opportunity here.
Oh, do you? Do you? I didn't know there were like givens in the NFL.
Okay.
That sounds like Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't think players had, you know, red shirts or you know, easy passes.
We all agreed that we believe we'd rather see Jalen Hurts have an opportunity as opposed to trading a number of first round picks for a Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, I mean that's a fair point, and I can't comment on Deshaun because obviously he's a member of the Houston Texans. But I can tell you that if you have a chance to upgrade any position, you go and upgrade that position.
I got a question.
I think from what I understand, I think Miami is the lead dog in that chase for Deshaun Watson.
Now, if you're going out to upgrade a position, are you going to upgrade it with somebody that's readily available or somebody with that type of trouble that's going on with him?
You know, I mean, I can only tell you what I know about Deshaun from reading. And has he gone to court yet?
No.
Has he been legally charged with anything yet?
I think there's some criminal complaints.
Yeah. Complaints is different than being charged, correct?
He has not been charged.
Has the NFL said that he's suspended yet?
No.
Right. Everything we talk about is speculation with him.
So in your speculation, do you want somebody leading your team who's got that type of baggage? Point.
Yeah, so I want to make sure that any player that I acquire, I do every bit of research into him. And if I feel that there's a risk, then I don't take that risk. If I feel that it is a player who there's more to the story than meets the eye, then I investigate that further. But I certainly understand that if there is anything pending against Deshaun Watson, the NFL will suspend him. And then do you give up multiple draft picks for first round draft picks for a guy who's going to get suspended?
No,
and that was going to be a risk.
Okay, good. So there's at least one element that makes a bit of sense. We're looking for perception and analytical.
Any team that would, and I look, I think there are a lot of teams looking at Deshaun Watson, and any team that were to acquire him, they're taking a risk, and you better trust your research into him. You better trust your organization around him, and you better trust your player that he is not, you know, what the media has portrayed him to be. Not that the media is wrong, but he's got, what, 22 complaints from women against him?
Sean Henderson, 23 sexual assault allegations. Sounds like a fantastic guy.
Yeah. I can't speak to it because they're allegations. I don't know what happens behind the curtain. And I'm one to let things play out. I've been there long enough. I saw Michael Vick come to Philly. And Michael Vick's past was heinous. and Michael Vick paid the price. And Michael Vick came to Philly and could not have been a better Philadelphia Eagle, a better guy to work with. He was an awesome guy.
Hollis and I were even debating that point.
Even though that,
this week
I agree with you. I know that divided fans. I know it did because my mother-in-law at the time was like, I'm not going to root for the Eagles anymore. He hurt animals and I love animals and I get that. So you have to do your homework and you have to trust your research and make sure that, you know, you've covered every base if you are to invest in somebody like that.
And he had already made his restitution to society.
Yeah.
And you have to.
We're not going through this again.
Let me finish my statement. Please.
He's already said a bit.
Can I finish my statement? All I was trying to say is once somebody makes their thing with society, it's up to you if you want to forgive them. If you don't, then just move on.
Yeah. So, I mean, look, that's where it stands. I don't know the Eagles, if they're interested, what they're doing with it. So, Deshaun Watson is a member of the Houston Texans. He's in their training camp. And Jalen Hurts is the quarterback that the Eagles need to get ready for the regular season. Along with Joe Flacco, by the way. Let me just say this. There's not like etched in stone Joe Flacco.
All right, Green Legion Radio here on Fox Sports The Gambler. I've been telling you guys for 2 minutes. We have to wrap it up.
Oh, that means wrap up. Okay.
Back right after this. MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry. Check them out at mcsinc-pa.com for all your residential cuddling needs.
You said good friends.
Hi, Connie. How are you?
Hey, Connie.
Guess who's here? Your best friend.
Awkward.
All right.
Not awkward at all. You look great, Connie. Thanks for coming. All right, everybody. So now we have both beautiful ladies in studio. Hutch, you might want to go out there and talk to her. Yeah, please. She's going to give you guys the rundown. I'm sure she would probably rather do it once than twice. So, everybody, at the top of the hour, two beautiful ladies, Hutch and Ryan, will be joining us in studio. What?
I was at first when I said, Connie, we have ladies coming in. She said, Ryan and Hutch. And I was like,
yeah,
ladies.
Well, try explaining that your Green Legion, what did we used to call it? Our centerfold, the second year we put out our calendar, 2010. Try telling everybody or explaining to everybody why your centerfold's first name is Dallas.
I think she just had it. She could be the centerfold, man.
She's beautiful.
Diaz is expecting Caitlyn Jenner in here next week.
Well,
unnecessary, not of nowhere.
Hold on a second. I haven't said anything about what I wanted to talk about, so you better shut your trap, fool. Anyway, back to Dave and Hollis. Please, talking about Michael Vick and a comparison to Jalen Hurts. I don't want to compare them right now.
We weren't comparing him to Jalen Hurts.
Just the situation. We're not comparing him
to Sean Watson.
What did I say?
Jalen Hurts.
Compared to
Mike Vick.
What did I say? Okay, I screwed up. Sorry.
Rewind.
I'm flustered, man. I haven't eaten. I'm trying to
see
get.
See what happens when you try to get your bikini body?
I know. I was about to say that. Thanks for taking my thunder, bro. Everybody,
Big dog Jenner's
everybody, we appreciate you joining us here on Green Legion Radio. Even though I am creating quite the cluster bleep right now, we hope you're enjoying your ride down to the shore or your ride back. Make sure you check out our YouTube channel and subscribe to it. YouTube.com/TheGreenLegion. Make sure you check out Dave Spadaro on the Philadelphia Eagles Insider podcast. Every opportunity that you have, more Eagles. Let's keep going. One thing I didn't like. Yesterday, Elliot Shore Parks.
You mean back
I hate him every day.
Back on Wednesday, you mean?
Yes. Thank you.
Nice. Who likes Elliot Shore Parks?
You know what? Hey, obviously nice the guy's done his time. He's earned his rights. Sometimes I don't like his delivery. And the first thing that they came out with Wednesday on their podcast was Jalen Hurts looks terrible. Really? It's the first day of training camp. Idiot. What are you doing, man?
Making poop?
Well, no.
Clickbait. That's what he's doing. That's
clickbait.
What he's
doing. Clickbait. And I'm like, really? Hey, you know what? Let's get you out there. What do you say, Elliot?
Dear Lord.
Why don't you play a little linebacker right now? We could bolster that.
I think he had a tweet, didn't he say like he could hit a home run in baseball and maybe score a 3-pointer in the NBA? But like scoring a goal in hockey would be I forget what he said.
Dive into his Twitter page.
You know what? I think the guy's a millennial. And you know how I feel about that. But he's done his time. I respect his work when he is doing it properly. But that kind of crap can just stay at home. You know, look, we want to get excited about things with this team. And we know this team is not a Super Bowl team, but it's a team that now looks like it has the foundation for the up and up and to make those moves as we go and to tweak the program and to teach these young guys. And what I'd like to ask Dave right now, if that's okay, what you've seen so far with mini camps and the little bit of training camp that has taken place so far, is what excites you? What players excite you? What could Philadelphia Eagles fans really look forward to this year?
Well, I mean, the wide receiver is a stud. Devontae is a stud. He's so composed. He's so sure-handed. He gets open. He gets off coverage. You know, there was a play on Thursday.
But he's too small.
There's a play on Thursday that the Eagles had in bracket coverage. They had Steven Nelson underneath, and they had Kayvon Wallace over the top, and he ran right through him and made the bend. Jalen had a really nice throw, big 80-yard play, whatever it was, 40-yard play. I don't even know how long it was. It was a great play. The whole crowd went crazy. And I thought that, the rap on him was, A, his size. He's going to get pressed at the line of scrimmage. I think the Eagles will move him a lot. And his speed, that he wouldn't be able to run by people. Both of those, I really don't worry about that at all. I think he's going to
come in. I'm just making a joke.
I think he's going to come in and be the number one guy. I think he's going to be the number one guy. I think the tight end situation, look, I don't know if Zach's going to be here. We'll find out. But Dallas Goedert's a really good player. I think Richard Rodgers is a nice backup guy. Zach, if he's here, gives the Eagles three great tight ends. I like the running backs, you know? So I think I like the offense. I think the offense, and I love the offensive line. I think the offense is going to be a formidable group. I think they're going to score a lot of points.
Greg.
Knowing that the O-line is a major concern, especially because of the
Greg, age. Volume up, baby.
Especially because of the age of the offensive line.
Yeah,
how are they looking?
I think it's a strength. I don't think it's a major concern at all. I mean, Brandon and Lane are back together. They're fine. Left tackle, I got to put Mailata over Andre Dillard. I just don't see it with Dillard. And then you've got Jack Driscoll. And then you've got Herbig.
You know, I love these kids from last year, man.
All the reps they got last year are really going to pay off this year. And if you have a good offensive line, you will score points. And I do think that Nick will have a creative package, he and Shane Steichen. I do think the Eagles will score some points. It's going to come down to the quarterback. I mean, Jalen's got to get better. He knows that. He's been up and down through the first 3 days of camp, and he's got a long way to go. But I do think they'll score a lot of points.
Now, given the coverage you were speaking of, that's called a double coverage, bracket coverage, with both of them bracket them on the line of scrimmage.
No,
yes, it is. That's what bracket is. When you bracket it, over the top coverage.
I described it incorrectly. You're correct.
Yes,
it was described to me as bracket coverage.
It's not today. Bracket coverage. It's
okay.
Not,
move on.
I described it wrong, but it was described as bracket coverage.
Not bracket coverage.
I incorrect. It was they were in bracket coverage.
Well, so it was two people at the line on them?
Two people at the line on them.
Okay.
So yeah, I was wrong.
Okay.
I was wrong. It was a safety and a cornerback.
No, but
I was wrong.
At the line.
Okay.
I was wrong.
Hold on. I want to make sure I get this right because I don't want to misinforming my people.
So when the play was made, I asked.
60 seconds on whether you guys agree on this.
I asked one of the guys, what was the coverage? He said bracket coverage. And I just described it incorrectly.
Okay. Good. Okay.
Diaz.
Okay.
My question is, I think what most fans want to know here, especially you were talking about the tight ends, Zach, we didn't think he's going to be here. Now he's here. His wife is overseas playing in the Olympics. He shows up looking like Jared Leto in Fight Club.
Yes, he does. Jared Leto.
Jared Leto, Leto? What did I say? Leto?
Well, you're thinking about Leto in a Speedo.
Probably,
so.
That might be the case. But so, you talked to Zach. What was
Zach's not talking yet.
Oh, he's not talking.
No. I said hello to Zach. He seems like he's in pretty good spirits. I think anything can happen with him.
Dying his hair red, maybe.
No, he's got the white dew going. I think he's made it clear what his intentions are, what his wishes are. But it takes two to tango when that happens.
So, are we afraid that he might get hurt or something like that? And then the trade doesn't happen? I mean, should he be out there?
What trade is that you're talking about?
Listen, you know more than
where, me. Where's the market?
So,
great explanation by our good friend Dave Spadaro.
Where's the trademark?
I understand what Dave's saying, but then it's just like
everybody's been assuming
one at a time.
You keep him.
I will yell at you guys all day until you do it right.
You keep him, and then he plays out his contract, and he either re-signs or you get a compensatory pick for him, or you trade him. You don't just cut him. No way.
We know that. Slash.
I wanted to go back to the offensive line. Brandon Brooks left with a hamstring injury. Is there I know it's just precautionary. Is that something we need to look into, or is it just nothing?
I mean, I always worry about older guys with hamstrings. Yeah. But it didn't sound like it was like he and Samalo. It didn't seem like anything super serious. But I don't like soft tissue injuries early in camp.
You just don't want to be like lingering.
I just don't think. I think for older players, that's a scary, you know, a scary moment. But he gave a thumbs up on his way out. He waved over. It seemed like it was a precautionary thing. But we'll see how long it lingers with Brandon. I mean, need him on the field.
Zach, go.
The injured players, Landon Dickerson, Rodney McLeod. Any updates on those two? What can we expect?
I don't mean Landon. Landon, I don't think you rush Landon at all. McLeod thinks he's going to be ready for the opener. We'll see. But Landon Dickerson, look, I mean, there is absolutely no reason to rush him back to the field. He tore his ACL in December. So
plus they have plenty of depth on the offensive line, as you pointed out, and I think we've discussed that as well. Like
he's a stud, but like I just a guy who's got an injury history. I don't rush him back. What are you guys giggling about?
I don't know. Hollis just got this crap-eating grin on his face.
The studs you're talking about that gets hurt every year that he's played when he's playing with boys. Now he's going to be playing with men.
Yeah.
Yeah. And remember we had this argument last time.
Yeah. I mean, the Eagles think he's got incredible upside. He was worth it in the second round. But Hollis, yeah. I mean, look, if he gets hurt, then it was a bad pick. If he doesn't live up to those expectations, bad pick.
I was worried there would be nothing to argue about.
Well, I wasn't going to argue about that.
I mean, I can't argue about a guy who hasn't stepped on the field in the Eagles uniform.
Yeah, don't call him a stud either. I was going to ask you
about... He is a stud.
No, he's not.
Okay.
Yeah, you want to know
why? Watch him film?
Or I watched him in film.
Okay.
He's good when he plays. And what is that?
He's great when he plays.
Is he going to play now?
He's great when he plays.
Is that actually...
And the Tank versus Spuds podcast will be live tomorrow.
Tank watches plenty of tape between episodes of Maury. Yeah. Come on.
Exactly. And the pun is when he plays. Now, speaking of other puns, how's Big Puddin' doing? I'm sorry.
Too soon.
Deepest apologies. How's Andre Dillard doing? I went back and listened to his dissertation and interview where he was trying to hype us up about him coming back and being really ready.
Yeah, I mean, look, he's on the field, he's working hard, and we'll see how he does in the preseason games. He's been up and down in camp, I'll tell you that.
That's a great answer.
Nothing.
Hollis, it's been 3 days of camp.
Up and down off the field? Like
it's been three days of camp.
Okay.
Greg.
All right, so real quick, I suddenly feel like the guys chalk in the field in Major League. Who are these guys? I hear that there's a lot of energy in the house. I hear
the coaching staff you're talking
a
about?
Lot of fun times. If I want to play rock, paper, scissors, I know where to go.
Yeah, I'll
who
tell you.
Who are these
Greg,
guys?
The coaches you're talking about?
It's just the team.
I mean, I will tell you that this team, the practices are way more intense than they've been in recent years. Way more.
Really?
So you can bullshit all you want about the...
No, you can't. You have to say BS. Oh. And Dave.
We knew you were.
Hold on. Let him finish.
Okay. No, I was just.
Let it finish.
So the rock, paper, scissors thing. Look, it's just the way that Nick is trying to be a little different, trying to break the ice. He's really big on connection. He is really big on developing chemistry. This is not going to turn around in one single minute here. But I will tell you that he's. Nick's a tough guy, and he gets up in players' butts, and you're gonna see it. This team is gonna, they're gonna,
just
this reminds me of Andy Reid. I mean, it reminds me of a guy who comes in and he sets a tempo and he works the players hard, and the players who don't want to be part of it, they're gone.
So
I don't want to be, excuse me for interrupting. I don't want it to be portrayed that Nick runs a soft camp or that he is soft or that in any way the Eagles are doing.
We don't know enough about whether or not it's a soft camp. But from what you're gathering right now, it's not.
After watching 3 days of practice, it's way harder than what we've seen in the past.
I was going to ask you that. And I'm glad you said what you said, because that's what I've been hearing from some of the guys, that it's a lot harder and more intense because when you come in, you don't want to be that soft guy. You want to weed out the naysayers.
Yeah.
Now, have you seen anybody like wilting up yet? Like,
Like
Big Puddin?
Pads haven't gone on yet.
So Big Puddin hasn't.
Well, you are down on him, huh?
He totally touched, dude.
Hold on. This room is not a fan of 77 at all.
I think he's got a lot to prove. No doubt. No doubt.
The deepest apologies, though.
None there. You can say whatever you want.
I mean, he's a first-round draft pick. The Eagles traded up to get him. And
I'm a Sixers fan. That doesn't mean it's good.
Yeah. Listen, he was...
Wow, the first real statement from the Sixers apologist Diaz.
At least he fired a salvo at himself. Yeah, I'll right? take it.
He was, I mean, Dillard was like, showed some signs of being okay in his rookie year, missed all of last year. He looks like he's in good shape. To me, he looks a little bit lighter, but, you know, we'll see when the pads go on.
Now, when you say he shows some, hold on, this is the Dillard thing still, because he said he showed some flashes.
As a rookie.
And he was getting his ass kicked by a walk-on, basically.
Yeah, I said he showed some flashes. I didn't see he was consistent.
At what point?
Against Chicago, I think he played a really good game. Go back and watch that one. Yeah, go back and watch that one.
Great, sorry about that.
Dave, the defensive line rotation. I know that the third round pick,
Milton Williams,
he was lined up on defensive end to start out practice, but Derek Barnett was not amongst the ones.
Yeah, Josh Sweat's taking reps there, and you know, I think Jonathan Gannon just wants to move all the pieces around. He talks about, you know, bouncing Fletcher Cox inside more over the center in 3-4 look. He wants to give a lot of different appearances. So I think understand this too. This is the first, these guys have had been on the practice field for 3 days with helmets and shells, right? So like
5 days.
No, it's been Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. What's today? Saturday. Tonight is
wow.
Practice. All right. You guys are all coming at me and just keep it coming, suckers.
He knows how to count the pounds that he's losing, but he doesn't know how to count the days between practice.
Dave knows how to cuss on radio. So, it's excellent.
Suckers. And but the coaches don't know enough about the players. So that Jonathan's just gonna move guys all over the place. And
it's preseason for Dave too. He'll be no cursing when we start our player show.
Sure. Well, there will be cursing when we come back from break here before the top of the hour on Bud Light, Green Legion Radio on Fox Sports The Gambler here in Philadelphia. Brought to you by our friends at MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry, 484-202-3656, 484-202-3656. Next week, Twin Spires joins the Green Legion Radio family, and we will have plenty of opportunities for you to gamble. Yes, gamble on everything. Coin flips. Sam and whether or not she gets engaged to Brady after he dumps that broad he's with.
Taking the over on that.
Taking the over. Everybody, we'll be back right after this.
Legion Radio.
Nice work.
Well timed.
Jesus. That was like a string of firecrackers there.
To be an Olympic sport there. Synchronized this.
Well done, Tank. Well done.
Anything's better than some of the athletes we have competing there now. So.
That was my bad.
Yeah,
now that's a good subtle shot.
Thank you.
That's a good one. Yeah. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Bud Light Green Legion Radio here on Fox Sports The Gambler, 102.5 FM Philadelphia, 104.1 Trenton, WDAS AM throughout the 1480 AM throughout the rest of the Delaware Valley. We'll get through it, I swear. Everybody, my name is Quimby. I am joined alongside Tank, Diaz, Sack, Slash, Sam, Greg, Spuds. There's so many people here, and it is difficult to control. And I am a control freak, which means I'm
what?
I'm a mess. So, and Mama Nunna Maker's on. Where can I get a Dillard jersey to piss off Tank?
Wow. Is she going to wear that in the Bahamas trip?
I never thought I'd see it again.
I was about to say, can't wait to see you down in the Bahamas with that jersey on, Mama.
Flashback.
Let's acknowledge Russell Taylor here. We should be playing some ZZ Top.
The bases.
Well, I could play legs on the way in.
I think we need more Photograph by Def Leppard for Diaz.
Oh, done every day. I'm just gonna play it.
Rolls off my back, my man.
Yeah, sure it does. Hold on,
and your forehead.
mine's
covered up.
I know. That's what I'm gonna say.
I'm like chubby, but you and your five heads can all have your conversation later on.
Yeah. How do you hold on to your hair? Huh? How do you hold on to your hair? You're always so stressed out all the time, and you got a full head of hair. How does that happen?
It's all gray. What the hell do you mean?
Why not? But he's
gray.
Also old. What are you, nuts?
Yeah, it's gray
here.
Yeah, it's and gray on your face.
And that's from putting up with you asses for as long as I have.
Lord, man. You seen your face?
No, you're lucky you give money to this show, dude.
I'll take it. I dish it.
That wasn't flowery.
I'm scared.
I'm just playing, man. All right, everybody, let's get back in the swing of things here as we do have our good friend of the program, Dave Spadaro, in. We don't get him in often. We will get him every week.
Yeah, maybe you guys won't yell at me as much as you are tonight.
Oh, no, I'm going to yell at you more.
Rather.
Please.
Stop crying like a bitch.
This is, it's good. You have an answer for everything. You're well prepared.
hey, this is not the first time that the Eagles are coming into a season where people think that it's not going to be a good football team. And frankly, when you come off a 4-11 in one season, one of the things that I'm really happy about this is that everybody's called it embarrassing. And I love that because there are times some, you know, Hollis, you can attest to this. When you go through a season, we hear it from teams all the time. Geez, we're better than our record indicates. You know, we're just a play here, way there. That's not what the Eagles assessed after last season. It was an embarrassing season.
And I'm glad that they stood up for that because sometimes people have a distorted notion of what they truly are.
That's exactly what I just said. Yeah.
No, they never distort. The distorted notion is that they come back in the next season and not improve. And that's how you weed out the naysayers. That's what I was waiting on you to say.
Hollis, you have a great look going on right now.
Yeah, if Discotheque is early. Normally,
but it doesn't show up as much on screen. You got to figure out a way to make it.
Normally,
show up
you have to go to Delilah's to see that. The sponsor. That was a good plug.
That's good.
Good thing. Mazel, mazel.
Greg, what do you got?
Dave, Hollis used the word distorted, so his sound.
Hold on. You got to bring the volume up from here on.
Greg's like, he's like Lou Rawls or something. Maybe, yeah. No, you need to.
Greg's 6'6" and he's talking like he's 4 feet tall.
Right. Barry White. And,
come on, man.
The people that are listening, like Greg is the biggest dude in this room right now. It's compared to who? Normal dude.
Anyway. Jesus Christmas. Dave.
Yes.
I would like to talk about the running back situation in a positive way. Right now, the depth chart says, obviously, Miles Sanders, Boston Scott, and then Kerryon Johnson is now
Jordan Howard.
I actually want to know what you feel the depth chart's going to play out in that third role with all these running backs that we now have. The kid out of Memphis that we
can get well.
Yeah.
So actually, this is a good conversation because I think running back, and I was talking with Miles Sanders on Thursday about it, that with 17 games, and you don't judge a running back group, a team by a single running back. Judge it by the entire group because you're going to need more depth than you've ever needed. You better have 4 good running backs on your roster and 2 on the practice squad with 17 games. And I think the Eagles will run the football. And I think that's exciting because you want to work behind what we hope is an outstanding offensive line. So I like Miles Sanders a lot. I like him in a, 15 to 17 carry a game guy.
That's what he's built for.
Yeah. Yeah. And Boston Scott, I like him for, I don't know, 5 carries a game. I really think it's important that either Kerryon Johnson or Jordan Howard, I think one or the other makes the team. I think they
and
need
takes
to
get the brunt of the short game.
They need to be a power back. Well, okay. And then Gainwell is your guy that you move around. He's different than Boston Scott. He's not quite as Boston Scott's like a lot shorter, thicker. Yeah, compact guy.
Yeah.
So, but Gainwell, I think they feel like they can move him around and create really good matchups in the pass game. Easy. That's what you want with a young quarterback. You want to create easy completions and you want to give somebody like Gainwell a chance to make people miss in space. And that's what they hope he is. Now, he hasn't played football for 2 years. So again, when you get into preseason games, you get a sense of what he's all about.
I haven't followed Gainwell much like in college. Does he have any experience as a returner? Because last year, I don't think Boston Scott, cut the mustard doing.
Remember,
it
Gainwell didn't even play last year.
That's what I'm saying. But like, has he had any experience throughout his college career where he did return?
I think he did. I gotta tell you, I don't know. Because I really haven't focused on him as a return man.
What?
I can answer his question about
Gainwell. Okay, you can wait.
Oh, okay. I was gonna ask his question about Gainwell.
I'm just worried because I look at it like last year they allowed Jalen Reagor one time to return a punt. And he did it for a touchdown in Green Bay.
Rager's your punt returner.
So he's going,
And also Devontae's been catching. Rager was on the practice field on Thursday.
Okay. All right.
Hollis.
So.
Well, Gainwell hasn't done the punt return, but he's done the kickoff return. He's done kickoff return. He's great out the backfield. And like Dave
just
said,
whether or not he was kickoff or punt. That's all we need.
Okay. Well, now I was going to say, like Dave said, he's a matchup problem as far as like them being able to kick him out the receiver and tricking the defense into thinking that they have extra running backs in there and put a linebacker in.
Yeah, right. That's what you want to do. You want to get – now, teams these days are playing 5-6 defensive backs all the time. So linebackers are almost, a vanishing breed in the NFL when you spread the field.
Can you say that again? Linebackers
are almost a vanishing breed.
Yeah, please say that louder for 2 people in the room.
Linebackers are a vanishing breed in the NFL.
Okay, thank you.
You want to know what's not a vanishing breed? Stopping the run and running the ball in the playoffs to win the championship.
Diaz. Well, sack was, of course, big time sack is stepping on my question here.
But I don't care.
We almost made it to the second. We almost made it to the second hour without Quimby bringing up running back. So since we did, let's talk about
linebackers. I was bringing it up in a positive way.
I know. Let's bring up the linebackers. There's a whole bunch of mess there. I don't want to say mess. There's a bunch of different spots. There's spots open. Alex Singleton isn't COVID. Playing right now. Yep. Have any of these guys stepped up in practice so far?
Again, Diaz, they haven't tackled anybody. So how can you really say that they're stepping up?
Who's doing what?
I don't evaluate until they tackle. Like, it doesn't, this is all great. And I know that everybody tweets out this, and I do it occasionally too, just so I can get more people to follow me, because I know that's what people like. But that's not how you really evaluate a team. It's really, on Thursday, I pulled aside a personnel guy and I started asking him all these questions, and I felt like such a dumbass for doing it, because I was just excited to get a sense of what's going on. But the reality is the pads are not even on yet. How can you evaluate a defensive player when he can't even tackle yet?
Yeah, we're excited.
I know. I'm saying I think you hope that like Davion Taylor can use his speed and learn how to play football. He's been so, he hasn't played.
Hold on
a
second.
Played.
I would like to describe this show right now.
With my brother's kids or something.
You nerve-wracking sons of bitches.
One of the great actors of our generation.
Wow.
Billy Bob Thornton.
I think Billy Bob Thornton has had so many fantastic roles that he doesn't get any credit for. Two of them being one episode of The Big Bang Theory where he's a creeper urologist. And the other one was the remake of the Bad News Bears in 2005. Yeah. I thought he was a fantastic buttermaker.
Yeah. He was great in Fargo, too.
Yeah, Fargo was great. So anyway, the two things I wanted to say before we wrap that up, I have not been talking a lot tonight. I'm letting you guys have the floor.
It's been a great show.
Shut up. God, that's it.
This show's been great.
Quibi, take us a break.
Kiss my ass. Green Legion Radio by Bud Light and MCS Residential and MCS Custom Cabinetry, alongside Hollis, who's muted, Diaz, who's muted, Sack, who's muted, Greg, who's muted, our producer Slash is muted. He hasn't
not said me.
Anything. No, I'm not.
There we go. And Spuds, who's always muted, but figures out a way to talk anyway. Sam is never muted, even though she has nothing to say. You guys, back on Green Legion Radio with the beautiful Ryan and Hutch live in studio right after this. All right, Bud Light, Green Legion Radio here on Fox Sports The Gambler, Philadelphia. Brought to you by our friends at MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry. For all your residential contracting needs, make sure you reach out to them at 484-202-3656. That's 484-202-3656. And if you're in our YouTube room right now or watching the video, yeah, it's distracting as hell. Right
God
now.
Bless you.
Everybody, we have plenty of Eagles conversation still to come, even though
Eagles?
Oh my God, that was even a good pun. I didn't even realize that. Everybody, who said?
That was me.
Yeah, of course. You're fired. So, nice. Everybody in studio with.
I got fired before Diaz.
Yeah, tonight. You got fired before Diaz. Everybody in studio with us right now, we have the beautiful Ryan in the red bikini and the beautiful Hutch in the, what kind of bikini is that? I'm sorry, to the microphone.
To the microphone.
Cheetah.
Bring them up as much as you can. Ladies, if you don't mind, bring the voice from the gut.
Cheetah.
There it is. That's what I'm talking about. All right. Cheetah, you know what? Let's just start with Hutch since he has the microphone in hand. Everybody, these two beautiful ladies, let's just not beat around the bush. They're in, right? Done.
I mean, they have to answer their questions.
Yeah, they have to answer the questions.
There's no dispute over here.
You can't just run right now, but we have to interview you. That's part of the program. But, oh, sorry, Connie, remind me. I have, yes. So,
Greg, give me a high 4.5 from that.
Oh, man, that is so mean.
Jesus.
It never gets old.
He had that one in the holster all night.
So we have Hutch in the beautiful
Cheetah.
Cheetah. Is that a real cheetah color? It's a little off, right?
I don't, yeah.
That's all right.
It's more leopard.
Hutch is 30 years old. Yeah. Woo! Yeah. Trying to make example for other 30-year-old women that are jealous. Yeah. Sorry. This is what hard work does, and it pays off. Your hometown is Levittown, Pennsylvania. Levittown. Yeah. Levittown. And I did meet you at Philmont.
You did.
Yes. Excellent. Mm-hmm. Bartender and server currently. Yep. But you also teach special ed.
Education. Yeah. Yep.
Well, that's good. Diaz probably needs a little help.
Yeah.
Awkward. I can spell.
But he can't read.
Definitely needs a tutor for sure.
Let's see.
You don't need a projector, though, because of his...
What were you going?
What?
Is Tube Socks making fun of the shine coming off my forehead? Is that what's going on? Am I making your jokes for you? We have two lovely ladies from Philly's Finest Calendar here. Let's
I'm sorry. Leave your five head out of this?
Yeah. All right,
no problem.
Show some respect.
Hutch, what school did you go to? What college?
Westchester University.
Guess what? Apparently, you've been nominated to join Athlete Row. You were a collegiate soccer player. Am I accurate on that?
I was.
All right.
That's very true.
Cool. What position?
Attacking center mid.
Ooh. Nice. That's the most important position.
Attacking. Nick Sirianni would like you.
Yeah. Look at Connie. Connie's...
I just noticed.
Oh.
Good thing.
Those are Westchester colors.
That's Disco Tank.
Close enough.
So, Westchester?
Yes, Westchester. Right. Golden Ram.
Golden Rams? Oh, we know that. Our good friend Michael Stepke, Steak, is currently managing Barnaby's, watching and going, wait, I've never seen her before.
I work at Sidebar. He does know me.
And let's see. You play golf. We know this.
I did
meet you at Philmont.
Yep.
This is excellent. All right. Remember, though, you know, it.
Seven iron's my best.
That's it.
Seven iron. Go
Remember, the longer the shaft, the harder it is to control.
Awkward.
It's true. It's a fact. All right, so there's the perverted
what
one.
The hell?
She loves hanging out with the fam friends and loves the beach. What's your favorite beach?
Avalon, New Jersey.
Woo!
We're going to be there next Avalon. Thursday, baby.
No, we're not. We're going to be in Seattle, but you wouldn't know the difference because you never got past Wildwood.
That's right.
Actually, no. I go to Ocean City. I have kids.
Whitebriar, Princeton.
We are actually posting up on Thursday at 6 o'clock for a live show at Mike's Seafood in Seattle. Yeah, Mike's a good friend of the program. So
nice.
All right. Nice. Now, first, I need to do something else. Ryan, the gum.
Wow.
Yeah, it's that kind
Look
of
that.
Show.
So he's
yeah.
a stickler over yeah. here.
Wait, hold on. I chewed one time for about 10 seconds, and you go, worst thing you can ever do on radio. That was you. Remember that?
I don't know. Is that the time you were blackout drunk?
Is the worst thing you could ever do in radio. But the gum is.
Which time?
Slash.
Yes.
Mute every single one of them except Hollis and Dave.
And Hutch and Ryan.
Dave doesn't have anything to say right now.
Okay, good. Go. Wait.
Hutch.
Yes.
We appreciate you coming in.
Wrong one.
Thank you. We appreciate you coming in. Excellent. You're beautiful. You are in if you want to be.
I would love to be.
On crew, you didn't ask her what her birthday month was.
Exactly.
Didn't get there. Hey, I'm leaving something for you guys. So who wants to ask it?
What month is your birthday, Hutch?
I just passed July 14th.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
I think we have a July already.
Uh-oh.
Man.
Second July.
Bye, I think you girls need to catfight it
what
out.
What about breakfast?
July.
What about second breakfast? Thank you. All right. It's something we have.
Okay.
The first movie reference
December.
We made.
Go to December or January.
January.
Not yet.
First of the month.
She wants January, and she can get January. That's
first of the month.
That's our birthday month.
That's our birthday month. Good things. Mazel.
You're our birthday month.
You're our birthday
month. That's what I'm talking about, Hutch.
Yeah. Awesome sauce.
Okay.
First of the month.
Greg, were you born in January?
I was not.
Then it sucks to be you.
Godspeed, Spider-Man.
All right, Hutch, we appreciate you. Why don't you pass that microphone going over on. To Ryan. All right, now we have Ryan next. Ryan is 22 years old.
Yay. God bless your heart.
I'm sorry, I don't even know how to talk to you at this point. I have not talked to a 22-year-old beautiful woman in
since
a long
last
time.
Night.
Awkward.
So you are from Philly, but you're not originally from Philadelphia. Where are you from originally?
I am not. I grew up in Potts Grove.
Oh! Who else in the room has been for Potts Grove?
Oh! Oh, no way.
Wait, you notice the guy who thinks that this is Athletes Row is the only one that was chuckling real hard?
No. I mean, come on, Quimby's from Potts Grove.
I did not go to Potts Grove. I went to Pottstown, but I was your neighbor. I lived at the top of Master Street next to Mervine, the North End Shopping Center, on the corner of Sycamore Drive and Master Street.
So you know my family.
Who? He dated your mom.
Hold on a second. You didn't know how she arrived here?
Oh, yes, Dave. Yes.
I'm sorry. I actually left Pottstown when I was 13.
Okay.
So
still your mom. I grew up in Turnberry Farms.
Ooh,
Turnberry Farms.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very, very fun.
This is exciting.
It's a small, small world.
How old do you feel right now?
Upward. Not old at all, right? Quimby's a man.
I feel fantastic. Yes. As a matter of fact, I feel a little rejuvenated.
That's exactly right.
That's it. All right, so you are a Harley's Angel.
I am. I just accepted a position for promotions and modeling for Harley.
Do me a favor. Say that again, but get it, turn it. There it is. Yeah.
Straight in the town.
So I just accepted position for Harley Davidson modeling and promotion. So I am washing Harley Davidsons this Saturday. Bring your bike up if you want to.
Today.
You're washing them?
Today. I am.
Hold on a second. Can I borrow your bike, dude?
No. I am doing a bikini bike wash this Saturday.
Yes. Where?
Stars and Stripes, Harley Davidson, Langhorne.
Langhorne. Stars and Stripes, Harley Davidson.
You guys aren't even a sponsor. You guys won't even be around.
I'm promoting it for everybody else. Well, jackass.
I know, but you're looking at Greg like you want to use his motorcycle.
Did for a second.
Guess what? You're not.
Don't worry. There's plenty of Latin women down in the Dominican.
My dad has a motorcycle. We'll be there.
Okay. You're not going to be there.
You ain't going to be there.
I'll tell my dad to be there.
Okay, Rachel's listening.
No, she's not.
Sure, she is.
She in the room?
She already texted me, dude. You're in deep.
I won't be there.
Uh-oh. I said it.
You did. Man, you're on the same scale as Spuds.
I'm terrible.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Bum, bum, ba-dum, bam. All right. So, you are a mom.
I am a mother.
All right. How old is your kid?
Congratulations.
He's 1.5.
Okay. How did you... Wait. Does everybody want
how
to know...
Old is he? How old is he, Greg?
Yeah.
Show
the people.
Our friend Greg.
You guys are so damn mean.
Good friend from Greg. He's missing half of his middle finger.
And they get and the jacked up part, folks, is they bring this crap up all the time. They say, Greg, show 3.5. Greg showed them 2.5. Greg showed them 4.5. Like, really, man?
I wasn't aware of this the last time Greg was in studio. Henderson, you can blame him for that one.
Wow.
I've got nothing. Somebody else take over.
I have a question for Ryan and Hutch. We just met you ladies today. You guys look great. We're happy you're here. Ryan and Hutch, you got...
sounds like Starsky.
Right. Dark hair, blonde hair. You guys... I don't know how long you've known each other.
No, they need their separate months. Do not ask for it.
No, they should have their separate months on the calendar. What I'm saying is, have you ever thought of a collaboration together, like sort of like a show or I don't know.
Oh my God. Remember we told you back there that he would say something weird?
That's not that weird.
Hold on. Show of hands. Who thought that was weird?
I did. Because nobody knows who Starsky and Hutch is unless you're 50 or older.
And it was slightly dumb.
You made a reference to Starsky and Hutch.
It was slightly dumb.
I made the reference to Starsky.
I think you panicked and just didn't know where you were going with what you were asking.
No, she has a dog name. What's your dog name?
Well, exactly.
Starsky. Yeah, my dog is Starsky.
Hold on a second. We'll get back to you. Let's go. You had your time, girl. No, I'm kidding. I like it, though. I like it. You like to cook?
I do. I cook my son.
Hold on. Remember where we told you? It's got to be here.
Close, yeah.
There it is.
I do. Last night I made clam linguine. With linguine.
Giggity.
Your son's eating good.
Scallops I made. And... just garlic bread. You know, that was my dinner last night.
I'm sorry. We would like to invite you in on the show again and cook for the entire team.
I do.
I'm game. Absolutely.
100%.
Yes.
Love that.
Yes.
Come down.
Be awesome.
And from what I understand, you're also into pole fitness.
I am, so.
Ah, gimme!
All right.
That's okay. All right. How old are you? 16. You're first. Mom! I like where this is going. Giggity.
All right.
Sorry.
No,
hold on. You ready? We used to have one in here.
I know. If I didn't put lotion on, I would totally do it.
No. Okay,
do we still have the bowl one here?
Hold on a second.
Go into the closet.
Cowboy.
Oh, God. Let's start with cooking first.
Okay.
Cue up the emergency poll. Emergency poll button.
I would like to make an executive decision.
Anyway, fire escape somewhere.
Say that we take a break for 15 to 20 minutes. Find a poll.
Actually, a really good exercise.
We've heard that, and that's enough out of you. Mute him now.
I mean, who's more important, Slash or the pole? I mean, sorry, you're out, Slash.
You're out, Sack. So,
can we put ankle socks on the pole?
Oh, here we go. It gets worse and worse.
You're fired.
Let's do this before it gets any more embarrassing. Because we have definitely had a few drinks. Hollis and I leave on vacation tomorrow morning, so we're already in vacation mode. Greg is joining us in the Dominican on Saturday. We won't see any of you.
Is it Saturday already?
Huh?
It's Saturday right now.
Whatever, dude.
Saturday somewhere.
Anyway.
This spot.
Ladies.
Forget that.
Personally, I want to thank you for both coming in. We do have something for you, so make sure you wait.
Go. Thank you. You didn't get her month.
Yeah.
You didn't get the other lady's money.
I'm always giving you guys that opportunity to do it last. What's wrong with you? I just did that with Hutch.
I know, but I'm just saying
thank you and telling them, and then I'm getting to it. So why don't you jump the gun again and just ask?
Don't be a Richard. I thought you were getting past it.
Hold on, just ask the question.
It sounded like you were going
ask
to break.
Ask the question. Sure.
So, Ryan, when is your birthday?
August.
Oh,
no. No August yet. Yes.
Yes.
All right. Yes.
Welcome, Miss August. Easy enough.
You sounded like you were going to break.
Hold on a second. We have 10 more minutes in this segment.
Do we?
Yeah.
Oh, deepest apologies.
Hold on.
Continue.
What do you got, Dave?
This is a great segment.
Good thing.
Because you're not on the spot.
We've lost track of time.
You don't have to dodge the tough questions. It's cool. All right. Ladies, we do want to thank you personally for coming in. Make sure you hang around until we come off of our next break. Have something for both of you. You're both in the calendar. We are happy to have you and look forward to seeing you on August 28th at our photo shoot at Xfinity Live.
Boom, shakalaka.
On their way out, if they'd like to show the YouTube radio.
Oh, hold on.
Our YouTube channel.
I am going to
do it.
Yeah. So we would appreciate it when you guys go. What house?
I was just going to apologize for all of us for continuing to interrupt you and letting you do your job. Continue, sir.
Excuse me. I'd like to interrupt you, Quimby, and apologize for interrupting you.
It's a bleep show.
Hollis, I love you, man, but I love you.
I'll see you in the green room.
Oh,
it's like I'm playing cards with my brother's kids or something, you nerve-wracking sons of bitches. Anyway, when you both get up, I'd like you to do it one at a time. If you could, do a quick spin, nothing weird or crazy on the camera right here, and then just head on out. Connie's going to take care of you the rest of the way, and we'll see you at the break here in about 10 minutes. And again, thank you both for coming in. Excellent.
Thank you, ladies.
All right, who goes first? Hutch, do it. There we go. Hutch, give a spin.
Abracadabra.
Excellent.
All right.
Ryan next.
Ryan.
Ryan gave a little. Oh. Ryan has a.
She did the shit.
A little bit of the. Ryan.
Yeah. For sure.
All right. Thank you, ladies. Okay. I don't know what to do now.
We have five minutes. Why do we cut that segment short again?
So about that football team.
Yo, was there a contract or something on that? Like, why do they have to leave so soon?
I'm laughing because he's trying to keep us under wraps, and he's trying his damnedest.
What's the name of that football team again?
He's had a long day.
Like training camp. We're the dog days of training camp.
Okay.
This is just
all right. One at a time. Great,
Quimby.
Thank you.
Quibi.
You're interrupting me so I can start again?
Yeah, go ahead, sir.
Excellent. I appreciate that. All right. Green Legion Radio here on Fox Sports The Gambler. A complete and total cluster bleep. Excellent.
Ooh. All day I'm watching football, guys, right? And then I come here and what do I see? This is fantastic.
All right, excellent. Dave, let's talk about the linebacker situation now.
You're right. Jacob, go to break.
Who's the slotted middle?
Let me ask you some questions first about the calendar, okay? How many months do you have filled?
Eight?
Three or four?
Seven. Hold on. Mm-hmm. One, two, three, four.
We've had four girls in here so far.
But we're bringing back BJ, Connie. Sherry, and Connie.
Yeah.
So that's seven.
In general, is the cast of characters, the possibilities, as strong as what we saw tonight?
Always. Unbelievable.
Always. So
far. Yeah.
No. Why don't you guys invite me in all the time when you have...
Because you cost too much money.
Dave, to be fair, I wasn't here last week, so the ladies wait to come in when I'm here.
Not last week. Not really. We didn't care that you were here last week.
Yeah.
Things went smoothly.
Oh yeah, it was definitely not this.
Oh, I heard you, and I got comments for you later.
I know. I'm sure you do, sir.
All right. Well, anyway, don't do that yet. The camera's now on me again. Okay.
No.
Yeah, we don't want to see you. Yes,
Stop that.
Anyway, linebacker. Talk to us about.
We're really going into linebacker here, huh?
I just want a quick synopsis. It's one of the weakest positions we feel is on the team right now, and I get it. Greg, go. Okay, so straight. Hold on.
Turn your mic on. Why are you waiting to turn your mic on? You got to turn your mic on. The mic is. Turn it on, Greg. It's you.
Hello.
There you go, G Money.
Okay, so right now I see them doing a lot of decent moves on corner.
Yeah,
front Steven floor, Nelson. Depth, great.
Like it.
We're running a straight up 4-0. What are you seeing at linebacker? And what do you?
At linebacker, I mean, I see Eric Wilson had a good year last year with Minnesota, and he comes in and he's going to be kind of the leader of the defense. All right, and so at the linebacker, he'll call the shots. He'll get everybody lined up right. You know, then after that, Alex has been on the sidelines because of COVID, Alex Singleton. And the guy that I really want to see, I mentioned it earlier, Davion Taylor. I just want to see if he learns how to play football. And I don't mean that in a disparaging way. I mean that in a way where he didn't play high school football, right, Tank? Like, learn the game from the time you play in college to the NFL, you have a lot of catching up to do. It's hard to know just even how to watch film.
Now to piggyback off what Dave was saying, I want to know when we come back from the break about Sean Bradley, because I like Sean Bradley.
Yeah, I want to see him. I want to see him in year two.
Yeah, and to help everybody out, Dave hasn't seen anybody do anything because everybody looks like Superman in shorts and shorts and helmet. Everybody looks like Superman.
Yeah.
So Quimby. Can you take us to break now, sir?
We're not ready yet.
He said 2 minutes. But
we've only been going for a minute, which is why nobody else runs the show. I do, because none of you have any concept of time. So anyway, you got 60 seconds to say something?
Thanks. Yeah, okay. So in any event, everybody's talking about the linebacker. How was the secondary doing? I just want to know how the
community. I like Darius Slay. I'll tell you, they look a lot better now than they did a week ago, right? Yeah.
I like the fact that Darius Slay and
Steven Nelson, who's been a starter in the league for most of his career, and then you move Avante inside, then you can bring McPherson along, the fourth round pick. You can develop Craig James, who in a weird way, like, can give you 15 snaps, 20 snaps a game. He was hurt last year. I think that hurt them. So I think they're in a better situation than they were last year. Can't wait to see when the defense is able to tackle.
Danny Blackwell, the entire studio needs a cold shower right about now. Interesting. No.
Sounds about right. Yep. Sounds about right.
All right. We come back. We have two segments left here on Saturday afternoon when you're driving to the shore, you're driving back. On Bud Light Green Legion Radio, on Fox Sports The Gambler here in Philadelphia. We got Dave Spadaro, Hollis Thomas, Michael Diaz, Chris Sack, Greg Meisinger, /
Gobbler.
And of course, Super Sam down in Sea Isle, who hasn't said a damn thing the entire night. Thank you.
Thank you.
When we come back, it is our Ask Dave segment. Ask Dave segment. I had everybody prepare two questions for Dave, and you didn't need to be prepared. You just needed to show up bringing the hot girl.
I think the whole show has been asking Dave, exactly. But I mean, that's cool. I got more questions.
Good. Make him earn that paycheck. All right. No worries. So everybody, I'm kidding. We actually, no, you know what we don't, you know, no,
I like
him. No, you know what we haven't taken advantage of?
I feel like
of?
You guys ask questions that fans would ask. Like, well, no, great, but great what knowledgeable
we,
fans.
What we have not done with you in the past, which is changing from here on out, when you come in, all right, we were always Richarding around with other topics, and then, oh, we'll get to Dave on the second segment. No, people want to know about the Eagles. It's their favorite team here in Philadelphia. Yeah,
guys, 2 minutes. Come on.
We're talking Eagles. We're talking Eagles. We're talking Eagles.
I don't want to interrupt you, but I want to apologize for Kyle interrupting you.
Next Thursday, our pre-recording for Saturday's show will be at Mike's Seafood in Sea Isle City. Let me say that again.
Damn, best skippy. Seafood in South
Jersey. Anywhere. It's great. Let me say that again. Everybody, next Saturday's pre-recorded program on Thursday at 6 p.m. will be at Mike's Seafood in Sea Isle City. It is a fantastic place to be and go. We're good friends with Mike, who is the biggest Eagles fan I know. Gambler, Philadelphia, everybody, we appreciate you taking us to the shore or coming back. I know we had a long break there if you were in our chat room, but we're also going to go to the chat room right now. Everybody, I'm going to let Sack attack right now or let Sack loose. I'm not sure if this is a Sack attack on the Flyers, but we have been teasing the Flyers for quite some time. Sack wants to talk about them. While he's talking about them, I want the room, everybody that's watching us or listening to us right now, I want questions for Dave. Maura McCabe, we're going to get to that one. Excellent question. But right now, let's go Sack attack.
Now, I know some people in the room wanted to hear about the Phillies, but we record on Thursday nights, and we're not sure what the Phillies have done at the trade deadline by 4 o'clock on Friday. So I can't really dive into that.
I guarantee you they're 500.
But also, yeah, probably. Actually, no, they won't be because they have a game on Friday. So they'll be one game over or one game under. But nonetheless, awesome stuff with Bamboo Brad Miller with the walk-off on Thursday. Fantastic. The Flyers, though. The Flyers, everybody wants Dave Dombrowski to make moves. Everybody wants, the Ben Simmons trade. Right, like, but the one guy in the city who's making the moves right now is Chuck Fletcher, general manager of the Philadelphia Flyers. And whether you like it or not, and you can actually listen to a full in-depth half hour on the Flyers if you go to the iHeartRadio app, you download 102.5 Fox Sports The Gambler, and you look at Green Legion Radio, Ice of Shorts. Winter sports last year. But you can go ahead and you can listen to our recent episode that we recorded on Tuesday night and check out the full scale on that. But hey, Ryan Ellis is a big time move. He's going to replace Matt Niskanen on the other side with Ivan Provorov. You have a great top pair right there between the two of them. You take on a 6-year deal. You really didn't have to give up much. Nolan Patrick was a bust. Philip Myers, who knows? Him with Sanheim last year was awful. They got tougher though by making that deal with Buffalo and bringing in Risto. Ristolainen, this kid is a heavy hitter. We're not going to be pushed around like we were last year where we gave up seven goals in a span of like a week and a half. It was terrible. Jake Voracek, thank you for your service. We appreciate what you did for us for a decade. But hey, man, top five on the Flyers all time in assists. Top 10 in points scored. Appreciate what you did, but stop that. All right, empty stats is Ben Simmons. But nonetheless, Jake Voracek, though, was shipped out, took back to Columbus because that's where he initially got him. Cam Atkinson comes in. He has a more goal scorer's punch. So we're going to be able to balance out the lines. We have enough guys that can pass the puck and set people up. Having Cam Atkinson here is going to be a benefit. Plus, he's 32 years old. He can play the penalty kill. Very good on the penalty kill. Great with shorthanded goals as well. So his addition is going to be big. And then Ghost, dumping him to the Coyotes, that's addition by subtraction. We got cap space off of that. The Flyers right now are more worried about bringing in guys on their restricted free agency deals, like bringing back Carter Hart and Travis Sanheim. We got to pay them money, but Keith Yandel is a nice piece too. We've been rumored to get Keith Yandel for years, particularly with his time with the Panthers. He's played 900 plus games consecutively. I mean, the guy is a complete iron horse when it comes to NHL hockey.
Bring him in here. He's going to solidify that third pairing with Justin Braun. We won't have any pressure to have Cam York, who's 22 years old, to you know, play NHL minutes next year. He can get one defensive pairing, you know, number one defensive pairing minutes at Lehigh Valley playing for the Phantoms. And then when someone does get hurt or someone underperforms, you have him available to where you can bring him up. So looking forward to it. The Flyers right now are making moves, and we'll see where they're at, you know, come October. But it's going to be a lot of fun next year for the Flyers, for sure.
All right, first question for Dave.
Keenan.
No. First question from Russ Taylor. Do you know how hard it is to listen to the show while driving and you guys talking to models?
Yes, I can only imagine. That's the answer is yes, I can only imagine.
I'm not even driving, and it's hard to do.
All right, real fast here. Moira McCabe has a question. Are the Eagles still confident in Jake Elliott?
Okay, yes is the answer, because there's only one kicker in. It's actually, the kicking game is interesting. I'm not sure how many people really care about it, but I do. And there's a new punter with Aaron Sissipas, who is another.
Thank you. You know how to pronounce his name. That's a good sign.
I interviewed him on Thursday, and he's another in the long line of Australian punters, okay? He's also the holder. And look, so I'm looking up Jake's numbers right now. Yeah, Jake is so weird. He's always missed like
easy ones,
right?
Yeah.
But so his career average, I'm going to just be really accurate here. Hold on. It's he's been really consistent. I'm going to say like 83% field goal makes. Yes, they're happy with him. They're confident in him. But again, I think having preseason games is really important, right? And you have to go out and make kicks in preseason. And that's just something I think I think everybody believes in Jake, but look, his numbers. Okay, let's see here.
Career 82.2%.
Yeah, so what did I say? 83%. Okay, yeah. So, you know.
You're so wrong, Dave.
Good, but not as good as he wants. And where it really kind of is striking is 30 to 39, he's 28 of 32. And 40 to 49, he's 29 of 33. So from 30 to 50, he's missed 8 kicks. And that's like a lot, you know, but that's something he's working on, and, he's got a big leg, good mechanics, and just gotta be truer more often.
David Harris.
Yep.
Do you think the Eagles can win the East? And what do you think their record will be?
So the East has not had a repeat winner since 2003, 2004 when the Eagles did it. So always keep that in mind. Whenever you think you've got the NFC East figured out, you do not have the NFC East figured out. So, can the Eagles win the, look, I think if the offensive line is really great and the D-line plays well, the Eagles can compete in every game. Do I think this is a great division? No. Does that help the Eagles? Yes. I think the Eagles, go, I don't know, 17-0. I don't go into a game thinking I'm going to lose. Gosh darn it!
Thank you.
I got a question.
We'll ask you this question after week two.
Well, you guys can ask me also every week. Go on, win.
It happens every year. The beat writers write about it. It's on Twitter.
I'm sorry, DS. You have to type this in the room to ask the question.
Yeah.
No. Wow. Sorry, we're on Bourbon DS now, so there's no typing. So, Dave, expectations, and you know, Vegas has the Eagles at 6.5 wins in a 17-game season. Yeah, 6.5.
Wow.
So I want them to win the East. I want them to make the playoffs. I want everything to work out great, and like that's awesome. But you know what happens is as we get closer to the season, especially after the pandemic, everyone's ready just to tailgate and get together and go to the games and have a good time. And the Eagles aren't.
I'm sorry. Stop giving shameless plugs for GreenLegion.com.
So that's what I do. I'm the promo man.
Hey, Dave, I want them to win too.
If any indication,
me too.
If tonight is any indication, everybody out there listening and watching, if tonight is any indication, Green Legion is where the party is at for the Philadelphia Eagles in 2021.
Always.
All right. Right.
Always.
Just a reminder for those who've had
Clutch
a year
loves
away
what you
from
just
it all.
Said.
For look, we've had a world of people who who've gotten comfortable sitting and listening and just melding into the world. Hey, get back out there and party. Party with Green Legion.
Get vaccinated. Come back out.
Yeah.
Well,
get vaccinated.
Go Trump.
My question, or you're good at
get vaccinated. Don't be selfish.
You're good at the spin cycle. Let's say this right here.
Sure, Diaz. You're good at this is a segment for our listeners. Now you just asked another question. Are you going to take up all this time? What are you going
to
do?
The question
is, I try to finish my question, but Dave went on a great soliloquy, so we let him go.
Yeah.
So here it is. So the Eagles aren't supposed to be that good, and everyone's like, "Can you win the East? Is Jalen Hurts is better than Deshaun Watson and all this stuff? Like, how do we have a good time with tempered expectations where we're like you just said, new coaching staff, new secondary, new everything is new.
Yeah, you know, sometimes
what should we like? We want to watch this team grow.
So are you saying hoping you were going to ask a close-ended question. So answered with either a yes or no.
So what you're saying is your question, if I have it correct, you said, how can we have as good a time with tempered expectations?
That's right.
So what you're saying is that you're a fair weather fan?
No, I'm saying for the people that are here, when they go, let's just say this. Let's say they go 1-3 to open the season. Not unrealistic.
I read one page at a time.
Oh, my God. This guy's good, man. This guy is good.
That's what makes it
fun. Good.
That's what makes it – like, I get, like, looking ahead and going –
Good pull.
Next question, Quimby.
Next question. Thank you. Did you actually say what you thought their record would be, and could they win the
East? I said 17-0.
Okay.
Yes, that would win the East. I don't ever think about losing a game.
Are you willing to talk about
realistically, this team has a ways to go. I mean, no doubt.
Are you willing to talk about a player or answer a question about a player regarding sensitivity levels?
I don't know. What's that mean?
Is Rager too sensitive for Philly?
In what way? Like his? I don't think so. I think he's a tough kid. I don't know if you're talking about a social media presence, which I'm not aware of any social media presence. I don't know why you think he would be sensitive. What does it mean?
I hate that.
I want to know if he has enough ice in his veins to play in this town and compete and play well.
Yeah, I think he played. He played when he touched the ball last year.
What's the shaking of the head for?
He wasn't healthy last year.
Hold on a second. Healthy. Forget I asked that question.
You know what?
Hold on a second.
Go ahead.
That's great. Good. Let's get. Anyway, Diaz, shut up.
Yeah, I
Greg,
yeah.
You have to type in the room. No, go ahead.
He needs to take a big step from last year. That's what everybody expects.
Okay, go, Greg. You got nothing?
I got nothing.
He's got the yips. This is the room. All right.
There's another room question.
There's plenty of room questions.
Well, let's get to the room.
Keenan Harmon, has our medical staff been upgraded, or is Howie still the team doctor?
Next question.
Thanks, Andy.
That was the first person house answer we've gotten. Good job.
That was Drew Rose.
It was a Drew Rosenhouse reference. Yeah. Exactly.
Keenan wins.
It's Joe Girardi did that earlier in the season.
Did you guys see the Olay there?
Because it's a question that has no positive. There's no answer I can give that would be. It's a gotcha question. It's a gotcha question.
All right. Em and Sophia Henderson want to know, will Ertz be an Eagle come opening day?
I'm going to tell you, I don't really know that answer. I don't know. 50-50.
Your best guess.
50-50. Yes. Yes. I'll say, I would say yes.
Then I'm going to ask a question on top of that.
Sure.
Good or bad if he's still here?
Good. Because that means he's played well and the Eagles have value. See a player with value. Anybody who's on the roster. I mean, look, I know what happens, Hollis. I know guys make the roster, and they really maybe shouldn't. Mm-hmm. But the really good teams make the most of every roster spot. 53 men, a practice squad that's going to be important, 17 games. You do not gift anybody a roster spot. The good teams don't do that.
Houston, 500 RE. Should we be concerned that Dallas Goedert coming to camp out of shape?
Who said he was out of shape?
I don't know.
Houston 500.
He failed the condition test.
He has a lot of. He played practice today. He's fine. Guys do the conditioning test and they come back and there's no problems.
Tank.
I've never passed a single conditioning test, and I've paid high prices to get the hell out of conditioning test. When I say high prices, somebody was selling their pass to get out of the conditioning test, and there was a bidding war, and I had to let the guy know who was bidding against me that I was willing to go to six figures.
So Dallas Goedert is good, then, I guess.
Yeah, Dallas Goedert.
Could you please add some of these stories to Tank Time?
I thought... Oh, yeah, that was it. But that was when I was playing with the Saints.
I don't care.
That's all good. You're a pro.
Seriously.
We know your whole career. We know where you played. Okay. That's all good with us.
I can give you that story a little later if you guys want.
Oh, hell yes.
Dave, what exactly does the conditioning test consist of?
What is it now?
It's a bunch of different sprints with very little recovery time between them. So that's the best way to describe it. A series of gassers and, I think, are they 100-yard gassers?
No, no, no. See, the ever so prominent one that really destroyed your ego was 16 half gassers. It's called four quarters. But they only give you 54 seconds between them.
Yeah.
And they're running, and there's three coaches down at the end making sure you touch the line. And if you don't touch the line, guess what?
You do it again.
It does not count.
Yeah. And that's how you fail your condition.
Son of an onion.
Emma and Sophia Henderson are shouting, shut up to us.
Right. I love the fans. Thanks. I'm sorry I wasn't here last week, half but I'm happy room. That I'm back. And
real quick, 30 seconds. Go, Greg.
Hey, Emma, I hope you're feeling better. It's Greg.
There we go.
Greg's used to 30 seconds.
Nice.
I saw a question. Dave, do you like Ertz Blonde? That's funny.
Yeah. That's
a funny question. All right, great. So, Green Legion Radio, Bud Light Green Legion Radio here at Fox Sports The Gambler, Philadelphia.
What a terrible
brought way. To you by our friends at MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry. Shut the hell up. 484-202-3656. www.mcsinc-pa.com. Back right after this for our last segment. Yeah. My name is Quimby. I'm alongside Tank, Diaz, Spuds, Sack, G, / Hutch. It doesn't stop.
Close your reason, studio.
Stop it.
You said G.
The Void.
Oh, God. Stop it.
The only G that matters in our world
is Greg.
I know. But I love him.
The Claude Drew. Stop it.
Thank you.
Stop it. Please.
Thank you. Thank you. Right?
Thank you very much.
There you go.
Disco we all have tank. To start getting used to that.
Yes.
On this show, we don't say thank you. We say thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. I think that was coined actually by Keenan.
Yeah.
I'm not quite sure.
Is that a rule now? Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Okay. Yeah, 100%. If we can remember it. If we keep pushing each other to remember it, we got it. So, Tank and I are leaving for the Dominican. By the time you guys hear this, we will already be there. Monday's Get Tanked Happy Hour will be live from Barcelo Bavaro Beach Resort in the Dominican Republic.
I hate you. Awesome sauce.
Suck it.
And what do you do on that show? I've never heard that show.
love you, Dave. Love you.
Nobody really likes you, DS. And Dave, really, is that what we're doing now, Dave? I'll talk to you in the green room, Dave. First, the fat boys break up, and now this.
Diaz got destroyed.
Anybody under 30 just went, fat boys, was that an insult?
Yes, it was.
Yeah, so before the show is over, I got a question for Dave. And, you know, we've been doing the show for a while with you. You come in here, you tell us what's going on with the birds.
Okay.
But you're not sharing everything with us. And we were doing a show a couple weeks ago, and I'm
always keep them wanting, Diaz.
I was going through the Instagram stories, and Dave Spadaro, you got some big personal news here. You didn't share with us. And I'm a little upset you didn't share it with us.
It's okay.
Hold on.
Hollis is not saying a word now, but
that's really my condolences.
My condolences. I got engaged.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. I've been dating.
What'd you say?
I've been dating.
No. What'd you say before that?
Thank you.
What?
Oh, thank you. Sorry. I was so emotional there. I was waiting that. Thank you. Thanks.
Second time around.
Huh? Yeah, I've been dating an exceptional woman, and you know, we are madly in love with each other. I worship the woman. Her name's Angela Parsons, and I'm gonna get married. I guess for the second time, in whenever she decides. Actually,
I was
married. You know, it's interesting. So she grew up in Oklahoma, and her mother, her stepmom's, her mom, mother died when she was very young, and her father remarried, and that woman's, Nancy's brother, was from Philly, and he was like 50 years old, and like raised her as an Eagles, came to live with them in Oklahoma, and raised her as an Eagles fan. So actually, when she and I met, she like, didn't know who I was, and I was really offended by that.
Whoa. Oh, look at that. That's great.
But, you know, you could
just... She's outstanding, awesome. Thank you all for your thoughts.
You know, we're a sports gambling station, so.
What's the odds?
Should we put wagers on it now? How long this lasts, or?
Oh, it'll last forever. Okay. How dare you say that?
You said, and the Dave Spadaro wedding, brought to you by Twin Spires.
When you fall in love with somebody, it's not condolences at all.
I'm not saying condolences because this is the second time around.
No, it's apologies. Everybody who gets married a second time always says the second time is the better time. Now, I had a great 23-year marriage, so I have no acrimony, nothing but great things to say about my marriage. My second marriage will be better than my first marriage.
Tank.
That's kind of everything gets better in life. Every day you get better in life.
I get better every day because I'm a man and I win.
There it is.
This is delicious, by the way. I'm going to take some more of the stateside vodka.
Dave, now I'm assuming the invitations are in the mail for all of us to attend.
We haven't even gotten that part. We're so far away.
Oh,
from that.
Guess what?
We will be broadcasting live.
Do yourself a favor. Invite everybody in this room, or we're going to show up anyway.
Okay, well, it's going to be a destination.
Perfect. Yeah. Okay. Perfect. That's right. What we do. We travel. Hold on. Sure. Let me say this right now. I will, right now, pay for, with points, flights for everybody to his destination wedding.
Save the day, baby.
The one thing that might concern
you. No, you know what the best part is? We know it's not going to be during football season.
That's right.
Rest of you asses, including my nephew.
Hey, hold up, Dave. And if you decide to try to hold us away from it, we will find you and seek you out.
Well, my concern is that.
No. Jesus. We will find you and seek you out.
All right, wait.
And would they say if anybody has an objection to this union, speak now or forever hold your peace? All of us will say, we have an objection.
Yeah, that would be terrible. No. So I will say this. My concern for you guys is that, guys, I don't know if you can hang. This is a party crowd. I don't know if you guys can hang with my people.
Yeah. Oh, my God. No. Hold on. I agree. I am concerned about it every minute.
I think this is a good transition. I want to get a feel for the cheerleaders this year for the Eagles and see how the competition's been going.
I think your girlfriend just joined the room there.
Yeah. Hold on. I do have a clip for this.
Oh, yeah. Give it to us.
We're happy for you, Dave. Congratulations.
That's awesome.
Congratulations, Dave.
Dave, seriously.
Cheers.
Couldn't be happier for you.
Thank you very much. I couldn't be happier.
Condolences for me. Good things.
So I think let's spend the last 2 minutes getting anything off your chest. Diaz, what do you got?
I got something here. I was away last week, but I had to listen to the show to get what's going on. Of course, you're going to mention Sack is going to come up big timing in the beginning of the show. But I got a big problem with Super Sam, the intern over there, saying it smells better in the studio. We all have problems here. We all have problems here with listen, I think Tank smells terrific. Sack, he comes from work. He smells. I bathe myself in lavender and oils from the gods. I do not smell bad. I make this studio smell great. And Sam, I know why you're hiding, and you should hide. And I'm going to come for you, and that's disrespectful to me and my family and my heritage and everything. So anyway, great job.
And that was Puerto Rican Diaz.
Oh, dear Lord.
What the hell was that?
That was.
I have no idea where that came from.
I don't know.
No, it was not.
That's natural.
Yeah, Diaz is like a theater. That was like a theatrical performance. That was terrific.
Yeah, it was really, really theatrical.
If you're deaf.
He was acting. Were you acting? Like, you really didn't mean any of that, did you?
Awkward.
I'm coming for Sam, but the rest of it.
Oh, wow.
Greg.
I now understand why everyone hates Diaz.
Thank you.
It took you 2 hours to figure that out?
Who's next? And on that note, it's really...
Did you
have to? That would have been a great note to go out on.
Well, we just wanted to thank you for taking all the fun out of the room by muting the mics and reading us our rights and stuff. You can tell everybody now that Fox Sports The Gambler.
Thanks
for chilling with us. Captain No Fun over here.
Hollis, good.
I wasn't supposed to say that. I thought we were in the circle of trust.
I swear to God, I will make sure you're sitting in coach tomorrow.
I thought we were sitting in the circle of trust. I don't care because whoever's sitting next to me, they're going to get destroyed. I'm just letting you know.
On that note, everybody hates Diaz, which is fantastic.
True story.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Dave.
Hold on a second. You're a jackass. I was just about to absolutely praise you for coming in.
Oh, cool.
Hey, I want to thank you. No, let me say this.
Sorry.
Dave, Thank you for coming in today, man.
Don't mention it.
Excuse me.
Love you, Dave.
Right, love you, Dave.
Hey, practice, everybody. Practice at Lincoln Financial Field August 8th, August 22nd, 7 o'clock. Great time for the family. All proceeds go to Eagles Autism Foundation. Please join us at the stadium. It's a big deal.
Diaz, make sure that you get in touch with Dave to get promos for that. Those two particular.
I know the promos.
I'm sorry. No worries. Oh, all right. Everybody, on behalf of myself, Tank, Diaz, Spuds, Zach, Greg, / Hutch. On behalf of Hutch for everybody.
Awesome sauce. Miss January. Hey, she's so fine. Don't you agree?
That's okay. I know you don't know how to shut up. Which is why I keep hanging out with you. All right, everybody. Bud Light, Green Legion Radio here on Fox Sports, The Gambler, Philadelphia. Brought to you by our friends at MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry for all your residential contracting needs. Call them at 484-202-3656, 484-202-3656. Make sure you tune in tomorrow at 11 a.m. for Bud Light Baseball Brunch with Zach and Murph. Everybody, we... we'll see you. Oh my God, I forgot. Next Thursday, our pre-recording for Saturday's show will be at Mike's Seafood in Sea Isle City. Let me say that again.
Damn,
best
skippy.
Seafood in South Jersey.
Anywhere.
It's great.
Let me say that again. Everybody, next Saturday's pre-recorded program on Thursday at 6 p.m. will be at Mike's Seafood in Sea Isle City. It is a fantastic place to be and go. We're good friends with Mike, who is the biggest Eagles fan I know. Everybody, we appreciate you. Have a great drive today. Make sure you stay safe. Tank and I will see you from the Dominican on Monday.